Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
We have to know that God's blessings are not dependent on the world's economy. God is your source and God only.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The God of the Impossible.
Speak the Word.
Friends, we have to believe that every word of God will do exactly what it says it's going to do. We have to believe God. Go back and read in Acts, you know, where Paul was out on that water, you know, on the boat, you know, and he didn't want to go out there because he told them, you know, the Lord had impressed upon him not to go, and he was going to be a wreck, and they didn't believe him, and so they get out there, and they're going to drown, and then the angel, you know, I'm doing a quick version here, the angel shows up with Paul and tells him, you know, to be of good cheer because none on board was going to perish out in this storm. And Paul says, and I believe God. He said, I believe it will be exactly the way he said it would be.
Yes.
He believed God. I'm getting ready to write a book, and the title of it, I Believe God.
Amen.
And that has to be your attitude.
Yes.
That's the mental attitude. That's to be your vision, your imagination. I believe God. If God says it, then it has to be possible.
Amen.
Because he says everything is possible for him that believes. And I believe God. I believe what God tells me.
Yes.
You know, other people may have doubt. Your friends may have doubt. Your neighbors may have doubt. When you start talking to them this way, they'll look at you sometimes a little weird, like you're a little crazy. I mean, I got a lot of good advice, you know, when David and I were going to get married. Because we hadn't known each other very long. But I knew in my spirit because the Lord told me. But the Lord will raise those up. You know, he put us together, not only for our personal use, but also so we could run this race together.
Yes.
And so God put us together to run the race.
Yes.
So I believe God, no matter. And I stood, if I listened to them and my thoughts that the devil was telling me, I stood to lose a lot if it didn't work. But sometimes you just have to close your eyes and jump. Believe God and just jump. And that's what I did. I just brought two suitcases. I left my house, the furniture, everything in it. But look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
Look what the Lord has done. It's kind of like I saw on the Facebook the other day, this little image of Jesus holding, you probably saw it where he's holding this big teddy bear behind him. And this little girl is standing there with a little teddy bear. And Jesus is telling the little girl, trust me. And she says, but I love it. You know, she said, in other words, she said, I love this teddy bear. And Jesus is saying, trust me. Because, you know, he had a much bigger one behind him. But first he had to trust him. And that's what God is saying to some of you out there this morning.
That's true.
He's got this thing back here. And you got this little thing. He said, trust me.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yes.
You know? And you'll be amazed at what he can do.
Yes.
You know, he went from, like I said, from not owning a cassette player to being on 252 radio stations worldwide to now videotaping for the last year and a half to people in Pakistan on a video and in person where I can see them, they can see me. People are being healed. People are being raised from the dead. People are just being delivered from evil spirits. I didn't see, he began to put that in my spirit a few years ago, but I couldn't see how he was going to do it. But I wrote it down. I wrote it down. And then I began to think about it, meditate on it. That's what you do. You begin by thinking about it. You meditate on it. You get the Word of God and back it up. Are you hearing me? Matthew 19:26 says, "But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
Yes.
Hallelujah. I believe that you're going to have a better understanding of just how important your imagination is in receiving the things that you're asking the Lord for. Praise God. I want to talk to you a little bit about Jacob. Most of you are familiar with Jacob and Laban and how he got tricked and everything. But the Lord wants you to experience more freedom in your lives and also give you a better understanding of His Word so that you can realize your dreams and give birth to them. And so I want to show you through His Word that you do possess the tools that you can bring this about. And I think this, like I said, this message that the Lord's given me is really going to shed some light on it. I want to continue on the importance of your imagination, your dreams, and your visions. And like I said, in Proverbs 29:18 in Amplified Bible, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." That means, you know, the people just die. What God is saying here is for you not to be vague. He don't want you to be vague about what you want, but you need to write down your dreams and visions. It says in Habakkuk 2:3 in the Message translation, it says that God answered Habakkuk and said, "Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run." He said, "The vision will still happen at the appointed time. It hurries toward its goal." He said, "If it seems slow in coming, wait, it's on its way. It will come right on time." He said, he's saying, don't get impatient and wait. And I was thinking this morning as I was listening to a sermon about Abraham, how Abraham had waited over 26 years after God told him he was going to be the father of many nations and that his seed was going to be like the stars and the sand. And so him living in a tent, I guess, not like us, he living in a tent and wearing sandals, he looked at the sand, he looked at the stars and thinking to himself, you know, I'm going to be the father of many, many nations. And he is, you know. But he had to get a vision. He had to see himself that way. You know, he had to have a vision so strong, as a matter of fact, that when God asked him to take his son Isaac and sacrifice him, a lot of people think that he groaned about that, but I don't think he did, because he'd already waited 26 years for Isaac, and I, because it was probably 18 or so, and he'd already told him what was going to happen. So in order for this to take place, Isaac had to be alive. So he knew if he did kill him, he was going to bring him back to life. So he trusted God for all this time. He had a vision. He wasn't panicking. He knew God. He trusted God.
Yes.
He believed Him.
Yes.
And that's a lot of faith.
Amen.
I did this with a car I wanted once back in 2006. I had always wanted a sports car, so I prayed about it. But then I sat down and I wrote down the type of car that I wanted. I wrote down the color, the interior and all, and then I downloaded a picture of it and I put it on the front of my refrigerator and I wrote Joe's car across the top. And trust me, you know, the type of car I wanted seemed to, in the natural, like an impossibility. As a matter of fact, any car would have seemed like an impossibility to me, because at that time I was a widow living on a fixed income. And here I am looking at a Jaguar. But I serve a big God. Hallelujah. But you know, let me inject this, because see, this is where your imagination will work for you, for you, or against you. You get your imagination working so you can have a good image of yourself. You have to see yourself. You can't see yourself in a negative way. You have to see yourself in a positive way. So, like I said before, you know, in the natural, I was a widow. In the natural, I was a widow, but living on a fixed income. However, I never, never imagined myself that way. I didn't see myself that way. Remember that Satan is subtle, and he starts with small thoughts. And if you take those, he'll give you some more. And when I mean by small thoughts, and you're talking about age, so I didn't see myself that way. I never saw myself that way. I never saw myself as a senior citizen. If somebody says senior citizens, I look around. I don't see myself that way. I know that in my spirit, it never gets old. It stays the same. I'm not aging in my spirit, just my body.
Speak the word to your your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe. And I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.